Ah, I'm not used to audiences of this size. So I had the pleasure of getting to spend time with William Maki. Is that how you say your last name?
Close enough.
That's close enough, okay. Well, it opened up really interestingly. He said I was special ops. That's all I can tell you. But in seriousness, he couldn't leave the country until 2019. So he started in the what was the date again? It's on my notebook at home that you started in the military.
1967.
And I mean, obviously, he left America with the military, but when he was back, because of papers he signed and certain clearances he had and jobs he did, he wasn't allowed to leave the country. And I'm going to read some of these things that didn't make it into the song. Like I wanted them to be in the song, but I always try to listen to the song rather than tell the song what I want it to do. It might sound like I'm being silly, but I'm not. Like I can insert my skill into a song or my knowledge, or I can say this needs to be. But a lot of times, if I just sit and listen, it'll tell me what's supposed to be next. And so some of these, I couldn't quite get them in the song, or I couldn't develop them the way I wanted. But he was told on one of his debriefs that if it looks like your plane is during when there was a lot of hijackings, if it looks like your plane is going to land in Cuba, make sure you don't land alive. Here's a saying he said. He had all these little sayings, and I was looking back through my book. If you've got enough dynamite, you can make a brick fly. I think his point was anything could be true if you want it to be true. So he built a shortwave radio at the age of 13. When he got taller, he built a tall one. Okay, so when he started out as a pilot and he was flying his first couple years here in America, flying smaller planes, and he would, by choice, he would land in grassy fields instead of landing on runways. And I thought this was really, this is his description of what it means when you're landing in one of these grassy fields with nobody to tell you what the weather is, no control tower to say, this is the weather, this is the way the wind's blowing. When you're the pilot, you've got to think about everything. You always look at the ground. You always look around, and you're always watching which way the wind is blowing the grass, which way the wind is blowing the leaves. If there's a storm, you circle it. And I thought maybe that applies to life. And I said, how would that apply to your life? And he said, people are grass. You watch which way the grass is bending. There are different types of grass. There are different types of people. Grass has different characteristics. People have different characteristics. And he's a very deep thinker. He just comes up with all these things. Let's see. As a teacher and a trainer, he liked to introduce reality into practice. So he would show up all these places, maybe where they're learning how an emergency situation in a classroom, how would you defuse a bomb if it's here or there, and they would have these cards. And he would bring in, you know, an actual bomb. I don't think it was live, but he would, or maybe there was something to do with rewiring a circuit, what's it called? Not a circuit board, where all the switches are to kill your power and to control your power. The fuse box, it's got a different name. Circuit box. Obviously, I would have been kicked out of the program. So, you know, they had diagrams in these classes. And so when he taught them, he brought, you know, actual box with actual electricity. And that was how the guys learned. Train to fit the reality of what you're going through. Train like you're going to fight. It's one thing to be in a range. It's another thing in a range, you know, practicing your gunfire. It's another thing to be shot at and have bullets whizzing past your head. And I went home and I thought about that. I said, good God, was he in there shooting back at his guys when they were on the range? No, I'm just kidding. I know that wasn't true. And then he talked about flying across the ocean, the first first plane ride. It's like a football. It's like you're on a bus on the way to a football game. There's all the excitement, all the energy. But when you're flying back a year later or however long later, it's dead silent. And it's just a different experience. So one thing that I didn't get to develop in a song the way I wanted to, just because of time and everything, is, Bill says, what do I know about time? His polishing of stones. One of the things he does is polish stones these days. Takes a stone and polishes it until it's a gem. And I said, well, does that explain you? You know, do you feel that you've been polished through life? And he said, no, I've not been polished, but I've been changed. So Arnold the Pig is another story I didn't get to that he told, but I'm just going to tell it in the song. Part of the song.